It was President's Day when teachers planning their schedules for the next day suddenly hit a major roadblock. An unprecedented cyber attack had thrown their plans for Tuesday, February 20th, and Wednesday, February 21st, off the rails, forcing them to resort to backup plans they never thought they would use for something other than snow days, AMI days. On both days, teachers had to publish assignments that could be completed virtually by students. Although the attack was sudden, it was nothing English teacher Teresa Odell was not prepared for, who was able to breeze through the two virtual school days. As a teacher, it was easy. All you had to do was post stuff and answer kids' questions when they emailed or texted you, said Ms. Odell. I was a little nervous about the schedule because I also have to make sure we are ready for the EOC test date. While many teachers were ready and on top of things, there were several who had to adapt to the situation. Our teacher, Ashley Runge, who is currently in their first year of teaching at FHC, noted how she had to get creative with the class schedule for the AMI days. I know that a lot of kids might not have available art materials at home, so I just told them to use whatever they have at home and make me something out of it, Mrs. Runge said. If all they had was a pencil and paper, then I told them to draw me something. In addition to all of the technological troubles, came with an app, rendered unusable during the course of AMI days, and an even ongoing issue, Infinite Campus. Teachers like science teacher Paul Young found it difficult to manage the classroom without the app to help him maintain control over grades and assignments alike. We didn't have access to Infinite Campus in order to update grades, and the expectation of being at home and working was definitely tough, Mr. Young said. As for personal feelings of teachers, who might have preferred the classroom structure of the 2 days students had learned within the confines of their home, next to all of them commented how although they were prepared to combat the issue, the situation would have changed drastically if the period of AMI days were extended. I don't prefer AMI learning over in-class learning at all, Mrs. Odell said. From a teacher's standpoint, we do a lot of assessment in terms of reading a student's body language and facial expressions to determine areas of confusion, though on those AMI days, we didn't have that physical interaction.